I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
Adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Fill us power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
two things limit man. One is the devil, which by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you can cast him out. Is that true, sir? Then the second one is man. Not the devil. We are the ones that limit out of ignorance and through stubbornness and sin. Is somebody get what I'm saying now? So God speaking, he said, the thoughts I think towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. The reverse standard version says, the thoughts I think towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. So God said, I have good plans for you. Those whom he has predestinated are the ones whom he called. Everyone he called, he justified. And everyone he justified, he glorified. So you are called into glorification, not shamification. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you are supposed to be a marvel to your world. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar. You are too peculiar. You are not just a non-entity, too loaded to be pitied. To show for the praise of him, 1 Peter 2:9, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are supposed to be a marvel to your world. Somebody got what I'm saying? You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. So you are supposed to be at the topmost top. The bottom is not for you. Is somebody get what I'm saying? If you're a child of God, the top is your place. You're a city set on a hill that nobody can stop you. God speaking. Say here. As a child of God, redemption guarantees a great future. Redemption guarantees what? But your future is determined by you. In Isaiah, the Bible says, we are the trees of righteousness. Bible refers to you as a tree. As a what? And you know the tree by its fruits. Is that true? Am I talking? When you look at the fruit, you say that is a mango tree. When you look at the fruit, you say that is a guava tree. Is that true, sir? So the fruits are products of what? What determines the tree? The nature of a tree is determined by its fruit. A mango tree can only bring forth a mango fruit. A mango tree cannot bring forth an orange fruit. Inside the seed is the tree. And inside the tree is the fruit. And the cycle continues like that. Is that true, sir? So your future is largely determined by your nature. Your future is largely determined by your nature. Your nature determines your future. Because inside the seed is the tree. And inside that tree is the fruits. Inside the mango seed is a tree. Is that true? Inside the tree is what? The fruit. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, if you look at the mango tree, for instance, on the street, you can just kick it and throw away. The beauty is not there. Is that true, sir? But if you put the same mango tree into a soil, the beauty comes out because it will grow. But on the street, it's a nonsense. Is that not true? So, sometimes even the environment affects your nature. Because if the mango tree is just dropped on the street, it has no value. But drop it, there's a mango inside the soil. You see the value of the mango tree seed. Is that true, sir? Glory to God. So your nature is what determines what? Your future. Praise God. Now, many of us are gifted, for instance. I'm going somewhere. But a man's gift without character, he has no future. I'll give an illustration. Many are gifted. No matter how gifted a man is, if he lacks character, he has lost his value. Now, a technician, a mechanic who is an expert in his trade, but lacks integrity, loses his market. So the future of his career is at stake, not because he lacks the expertise, but because he lacks character. He knows how he can do it, but they say, if you give him a job, he may not give it back to you the way you gave him. He knows the job, but he can compromise anything. He can take your part and put another man's car. That bot in his nature has destroyed his expertise. You understand what I'm saying here? She's good. She can design both. If you test you 1 week, you may not have your clothes in 1 year. So our nature has placed a limit on our future. I'm going to understand what I'm saying here. Because she has tried to compromise her standards to her nature. Does that make sense? I'll also give you your nature and efforts as an illustration. If you look at a chimpanzee, he looks very much like a man. Chimpanzee. But his nature places a limit on his future. He does everything like a man, but he has a nature that he cannot. He has a limit. Am I talking? And there are chimpanzee Christians. Not in look, in their attitude. They are thinking Christianity is a social club. They want to live like every other person, and yet they want to be Christians. The chimpanzee wants to be a man, yet his nature stops him. There's still something missing. I don't understand where I'm coming. So his efforts are not useful because there's a limit on him because of the nature of a chimpanzee. So check your nature. Check what? Nature is superior to efforts. Nature is what? The chimpanzee wants to be like a man, but his nature has stopped him. Many of us want to go up, but we have a nature we have to destroy. I may not understand where I'm going. Our efforts are not producing results because we have a nature in us that has to be dealt with. We are working hard, but it's not working because our nature, our what? There's a nature in us. The chimpanzee behaves, he laughs, but his nature is a chimpanzee nature. Number three, papers and character. A person may have BSc, MSc, PhD, yet have character deficiency. He has what they want, but he does not have the nature. That is the nature that the job requires. He has the paper, but has character what? Deficiency. Paper without character is disaster. Today we have people with qualification who are not qualified for the assignment given to them. Not because of the academic prowess, but because of lack of integrity. He's a professional, but he cannot be taken for that assignment because he's crooked. So who you are is what determines what you become. Stop going for paper first. Start going to have a character first. It is not your paper that will determine your future. It's who you are that determines how far you go. So here.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
For as you think in your heart, so are you.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker. Daniel was in the midst of wicked rulers who brought decrees against Daniel. Yet, Daniel came out through thinking.
There are some things that I really don't know before, but now I understand a lot of things.
And I have a deeper insight of what thinking means. And I'm aware also that thinkers rule the world.
Everything to make you a success is already you. God has given it to you, but you have not steered it.
I know how to think now.
And I think it will improve my life.
When a man engages his mind productively, he can't be trapped by any wicked ruler.
Thinkers rule their world. Mental Development for Impact. A series of teachings that will help you succeed in life through thinking. To get a copy of this message on DVD, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Tell them about no compromise. Tell them about no compromise. Because your nature determines your... If you compromise with your nature, you don't have your future. Hello. Your future is not a function of efforts or papers. Qualification can open the door, but character will keep the door remain open. Did you hear me at all? Three things I said there. Number one, gifts. Number two, efforts. Number three, paper. And those three things are the people we will go for. So all the three has limitations without character. The summary of what I'm trying to say is that your gifts is not enough without character. Your paper is not enough without character. Your effort is not enough without character. That's all I'm trying to say. Your future is determined by your nature, which is Do you understand the whole message? So it's not enough to have a gift. It's not enough to say I'm working hard. It's not enough to say I have good papers. You must also work on your character if you want to have a future. Okay. I mean, understand what I'm saying? That's why the chimpanzee has effort. He jumps like a man, but he has a nature
that has stopped his efforts. That's why I use chimpanzee. Because everything in the man is in chimpanzee. You have all the things, but they say, but his efforts are not enough because it's a chimpanzee. You cannot put him as chief executive of the office. Even if you put glasses on him, he's still a chimpanzee. So the man is working hard, but he said, but can't put that man there. If you put him there, he has a nature that will always misbehave. Do you understand now? So your gift is also not enough. If you have a character deficiency, shout hallelujah. Yeah. So the most important thing to do is to work on your first before the paper. Well, that cannot happen if you don't have something to guide you. It is called compromise. Called what? Most times we have character problem because we want to compromise. And then number seven, which is the service. Why Christians compromise? Because you have character problem because of compromise. Because of what? Why do Christians compromise? They think God is too slow. Why Christians compromise is they think God is what? Too slow. They believe that God is too slow. They believe God is too slow. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the A path. 2 Peter 3, 9, A path, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. God is never slow. He knows when to come and he knows when to give it to you. God can never be slow. Many think God is slow, so they want to do it themselves. Come on, sir, here. There are Christians who have lost the virtue of patience in their Christian race because they felt there's no point waiting. Let them do it themselves. They consider God too slow to answer their requests. Thereby, they want self-help. They consult other gods. They compromise standards. They don't want to grow from one level to another. So they run into fast money, trying to get it by all means, and they die by all means. Somebody wants to just finish school, and as he finishes school, he wants to be a billionaire. He said, do you want to work? No. That's why you see people go to all manner of moral. Somebody's going to be kidnapped, wants to be an armed robber. Why does he want to be an armed robber? Because he feels he has to get it quick. He wants to go to scam, yahoo, because he feels you get it quick. God is not slow. Don't do things as if God is slow. God can never be slow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not the day you plant, you reap. You know, Saul lost his throne to this factor. He was impatient. He didn't wait for Samuel. He had to make sacrifice, thinking God was too slow. Am I talking? He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6:9. The reason many of us compromise is because we don't want to take it step by step. We want to get everything one and for all. Hello. So we do things we are not supposed to do. We falsify figures in our offices. We compromise our standards because we don't want to grow from one level to another. God is not slow. Don't try to move faster than your size. If a car is meant for 180 and you want it to run at 200, you and the car will crash. It was not programmed for 200 and you say, no, this 180, it will go now to 200. And you reach 180, it is telling you danger. You say, no, go 200, you will somersault. Because you are going at a speed not meant for the car. God is not slow. God is not what? Take life step by step. Adam came into the world and did not grow. He fell. Jesus came and grew. He didn't fall. Even in business, I've realized if you grow from little by little, you hardly fall. Check. Look at me. If I stoop down and I try to go up, I will never come down. Is that true? But look at me. If I do like this, what will happen? It's a must. Once you try to jump up without growing up, you come down.
Coming up on this series.
Adam came into the world as a full-fledged man. He didn't experience childhood. He came out with mustache. So he never knew what it meant to grow. He misbehaved. God said, I will not do it again that way. My next one, come as a child, grow from one face to another. God, you can imagine Jesus at the age of 12 wanted to do something he did at 30. That's why at every point he grew. He sat down to hear the lawyers. He sat down to listen to them. He was under his parents to be instructed. He took time to grow. You want life so fast. That is not how to do things.
Kingdom Exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom of Healthy Living, Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction, Wisdom for Family Peace, The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
For live services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.